At the junction of Mitchell Lane and Mitchell Street, cross the street with your back to the multi-storey car park and look opposite to get the best view of the lighthouse. Now, the lighthouse is Scotland's National Centre for Design and Architecture, but in actual fact, it's a much older building than that. That's a much more recent development. That's something that happened for the City of Architecture year in 1999. So the actual building dates from 1895 and is, of course, by Charles Rennie Mackintosh, though, because he was still an assistant in the office of Honeyman and Keppie, he couldn't put his name on the drawings. It was John Keppie's name that goes on the drawings, but we know that this was by Mackintosh because when he was put forward for membership with the Royal Institute of British Architects, this was one of the buildings that was noted as having been done by him. So it's a very important building for him. It's his first big public building that he gets to work on in Glasgow. And what's really interesting about it is the themes he begins to play with this building, you see getting taken on in the remainder of his work from here on out. So there's some key moments with regards to this building that are well worth noting, but in particular, the corner, which soars all the way up. It's one of the most vertiginous corners in the city, and you can see it all the way down West Nile Street. And what's really nice about this corner is this massive piece of sculpture, effectively, that you have sitting at the top of the corner. And the reason for that was that these were the offices for the Glasgow Herald. So, and this was actually their printing press that was through in this part of the building. The actual office part of the building is through on Buchanan Street itself. So this was an extension to the building and it housed the printing presses. And because the printing presses in those times always went on fire because of the heat of the press and all the paper that was lying around in those kind of big workshop spaces, what they had to do was they had to install a sprinkler system in the building. And so this massive element that sits at the top of this corner tower is in fact the water tower for the building. So it's an 8,000 gallon tank that is sitting up there. And to conceal that, what Mackintosh does is kind of, he very elaborately builds up this sculptural system for the whole building. And he actually takes the shape and the appearance and the look of that water tower from something else entirely. He takes it from Stirling's High School. And that was by another man called James Marjorie Banks McLaren, who was a very good Scottish architect who unfortunately didn't live very long. He died in 1890, so, you know, 5 years before Mackintosh was working on this building, because unfortunately he was quite a young man as well. He contracted TB, which was a shame because he was doing some very interesting work in the kind of the Stirling area and also in London as well. He was actually, funnily enough, one of the people responsible for what was going to be the London equivalent of the Eiffel Tower. Back to the Herald building, what Mackintosh does with this device, he creates this enormous water tower, but then he employs all these various features on the building. And this is something that David Page, the architect from Page and Park, who produced the Theatre Royal extension, this is something that he picked up on in terms of symbology. What he thinks about the building, and you can see it in the way the sculptural motifs work on the building, is that this is all to do with the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. And when you're looking at these devices on the building, sculptural devices on the building, which are called cartouches, and that's basically, it's an oval, kind of an egg-like shape, and it usually is something that comes from the Egyptian hieroglyphics. It's usually something that's got a motif or a numeral or kind of lettering within it, kind of encapsulated within that oval kind of egg-like shape. So it's normally used to identify a building. Anyway, Mackintosh scatters these around the kind of the corner joints on the building. And if you're looking at the ground floor level, what you can see is that in that cartouche, he begins to kind of abstract it out and he begins to kind of extend it because it's like a seed that is beginning to germinate. And then if you look all the way up the building towards the water tank, you can see those cartouches again. But by the time you get to the second tier, just before the top of the building, the cartouches are so elaborate that they've basically extended out into what looks like an elephant's trunk. That's the seed germinating all the way down. And what David Page thinks about this is that the actual water tower itself, the idea behind the water tower, is that is the tree of life and the tree of knowledge eventually flowering. So that's kind of the flower right at the top of the building. And so David Page picks up on this in his ideas for the extension of the building that becomes the lighthouse in 1999. So when you look at that on the floor plan of the building, you can appreciate that it's kind of a series of curves that kind of pulse out from the center of the building. And one of them in particular is a very large copper clad. It's clad in patinated copper, so it's very green. And that is meant to be this flower kind of extending out from the building. So he's taking Mackintosh's ideas, but he's putting them to life a century onwards, which is a very interesting idea. And it also gets picked up elsewhere as well. There is, in the center of the new extension of the building, there's a series of escalators that take you right all the way up through the building. And running through the center of the light well with those escalators in it is this kind of pole-like structure, which has the signage for the building on it. And that is all by the Barcelona-based designer Javier Mariscal, who did the design work for the Barcelona Olympics. And he also picks up on this idea of the kind of the tree of life and of knowledge kind of gradually kind of moving towards the sun. And as it does so, you'll note as you rise up through the building that all of the signage gradually gets bigger, and it's like it's budding off this central spine that it's all coming off of, which is the actual the tree structure itself. And then you get these leaves, which become the signage. So by the time you get towards the top of the building and you're getting towards the light and the sun, the signage is even bigger than it was below, because that's the whole idea of this tree extending up all the way through the building.